Hey there, Beware. What you doing? What are all those yellow and green boxes?
Oh, just playing Wordle.
Wait, that's Wordle?
Yeah.
Don't spoil it for me.
And I'm playing Quirtle too.
Quirtle? What's that?
And I'm playing Nerdle too.
There's another one?
And I'm playing Global.
Wow, don't spoil the answers,
And the
please.
word for the day is world.
The Sippies Broadcast.
That's sweet.
Like us.
The perfect combination.
Yay, let's celebrate.
Plus, we don't want to start off our podcast with a ridiculous song. There's a jolly feeling in the air.
Fun! Beanie!
Beanie! The Steppies Broadcast.
Season 3,
Episode 8.
Hi, I'm Beanie Bear.
And I'm Fuzz.
And you're listening to the Steppies Broadcast.
Josh Wardle created this game around October 2021 for his partner, and it quickly spread around the world at the beginning of 2022. A New York Times article said that he originally made a prototype in 2013, but he made a new and much improved version during the pandemic, which is the version we see today.
You might be wondering, how in the world do you play Wordle?
Well, here's how.
The point of the game is to guess the chosen word that has 5 letters with the least amount of tries. By the way, you have 6 tries to get it, and our best in the past is 3 tries.
If your guess has the right letter in the right place, then the letter turns green. So if the chosen word is party and you guess pilot, then the P would be green, because both party and pilot start with a P.
Then, if your guess has a right letter but it's in the wrong place, then it'll show up as yellow. Going back to the example, the T in pilot would be yellow because T is also in party. However, it is in the 4th spot instead of the 5th spot, like in pilot.
If your guess has a letter that is not at all in the chosen word, then it will just show up as black. So if you guess pilot, then the I, L, and O would all be black because party does not contain I, L, or O in it.
Slowly, as you keep on guessing, you reveal more letters that are in the word, but you also receive more clues on what letters are not in the word.
I mean, there's only 26 letters, so after you guess several words, you only have a few remaining letters that could be in the word. There are only about 158,935 letter words in the free dictionary.
Only 158,930?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot. Every day there's a new Wordle, meaning that there's a new chosen word, and none of the chosen words repeat. So if your first guess is always the same word, one day, just one day, you might get the Wordle in one try.
Very slight chance. And some people like to be competitive, so they post their scores online. It doesn't show the actual letters, though, so no spoiling. That's why you see all these green, yellow, and black empty boxes on people's social media posts. People also like to tell people how long their streak is, meaning like how many days in a row they have gotten the Wordle.
Moving on to starting words. Some starting words that people like to use as their first guess are ado, audio, and steak.
And some people like to switch starting words each day. I'm not telling you mine because mine is a secret.
Oh, by the way, there's also a hard mode that you can enable by going to settings in the top right corner.
This makes it so that after you have revealed letters that are in the chosen word, you have to use them in your next guess.
I've never tried it before since it seems kind of hard.
Yeah, me neither. But one day, maybe I'll try it.
Alright, Beanie Bear. Wordle inspired many other people to make their own versions. Give them the example.
One of them is Dordle. Dordle is basically Wordle, but there's 2 words you're trying to guess at the same time, and you get 7 guesses instead of just 6. It was created by Gilherm S. Towles. And there's also Quirtle, which was inspired by Dordle, and basically the same thing, but you were guessing 4 words at the same time with 9 guesses. And the first prototype was made by David Ma, but its creator is Freddie Meyer.
And later, Octordle was based off of Quirtle and Dordle, and if you can guess by its name, Octordle has 8 words you're trying to guess all at once, but you have 13 guesses. And it was made by Kenneth Crawford. So let's say, like, you had one word that was started with a P, and one of the other 7 chosen words start with a P, too. Then, by guessing, like, pilot, then you would get
one of them.
You would get clues for multiple at the same time.
Really complicated.
And then, separate from Dortle, Octortle, and Quartle, there's Nerdle, which was made by Richard Mott. Nerdle is where there's 8 spots, and it's an equation. So it could be, I don't know, like 25 plus 25
equals 50. Yeah, that adds up, yeah.
Yeah.
And it has to be a real equation.
Yeah, the equation has to be mathematically true. So you can, it can be multiplying, it could be subtraction, addition, and division. And one time VBR and I were really lucky, and
we actually got in 3 tries or something. It was so hard.
Yeah. I think it only gives you 6 tries.
There's also Squabble, which is basically like Wordle, but you're competing against other players. So it's basically like you have your Wordle screen, and then you try to guess this word, but everyone's trying to guess too. And if like some random other player guesses it, like they deal damage to you. But if you guess it, you get healed and do damage to other people. But every second you lose a little bit of health, and you get 100 health.
So then by the end, once you've guessed 3 words, your health is pretty bad.
And it gets really stressful, too.
And this one was made by Automated, spelled Ottomated. And then there's one of my favorites, Taylordle, which is made by the Holy Swift podcast. In Taylordle, it's the chosen word can be any 5-letter word that is somehow related to Taylor Swift. In the past, should I spoil it? In the past, there's been words like, I think, space, because blank space.
And there's also been Swift.
Oh, yeah, there's also been Swift, because, you know, Taylor Swift. Yeah, so that one's pretty fun. And you also get 6 tries to guess it.
There's also Wordle, which is Wordle, but with an L, so it's World L-E.
And this one is about geography. So an article once put it as GeoGuessr mixed with Wordle. So once you have 6 tries, and once you have to guess a country.
And you get to see the picture of what the country looks like.
Yeah, so you see a picture of what the country looks like, and then you guess a country. So let's say the country was Germany, and you guessed
England or something.
Or yeah, England or France.
It'll say 1,000 miles.
1,000 kilometers. Yeah, 1,000 kilometers. How far away it is from the chosen country.
I'll show it to like the right or the east.
Oh yeah, it'll also show the direction. So if you guessed Great Britain, but the country was Germany, then it would say like, I don't know, 1,000 kilometers. With the right arrow pointing the direction.
And it'll also give you, like, a percentage.
Yeah, it'll give you a percentage of like how close you
80%.
Are. 80%. Yeah. And that one was made by Antoine Tioff. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. And then, very similar to that is Global. But instead of showing you the shape of the country, it shows you just, like, the whole globe. And then once you guess, it shows you a shade of red.
Uh-huh. And then
on how close it is to the
darker
country.
The shade, the closer you are.
And that one was made by Abe Train. But it doesn't, the thing is, Global doesn't show you how many kilometers far away. It just shows you the shade. So you get a really light shade of yellow, you know you're far.
And you also don't know which direction to go in.
Yeah. If you get a red shade, then you're so close. If it's green, then that means you got it. One time, Bee Bear got it in like 2 tries or something.
I got really lucky.
Speaking of Whirl, that's a good transition to our next segment. Our next segment is Earth Day Trivia.
Woo!
So, I have 10 Earth Day questions for Bee Bear to guess the answers to. They're a bit hard, but I think you can do it, Bee Bear.
Why?
Yeah, so I'll go through each. I'll ask you the question, and you give me the answer. Mm-hmm. And you get a point for each question you get correct.
Got it.
And listeners can play along, too.
Got it.
Okay.
Try to beat me!
Okay, first question. What year was the first Earth Day celebrated?
1946.
That was kind of close. It was 1970.
No!
The first year, Earth Day was celebrated in 1970. Okay, true or false?
But Earth Day is
every year on April. Let's see if that's. Yeah, April 22nd.
Got it.
Every year on April 22nd is Earth Day. Okay, true or false? There's a national Earth Day song.
True!
It's called Earth Anthem.
Let's go, I got a point.
Okay, number three. How long does it take a plastic water bottle to decompose?
A million years.
Well, less than that.
1,000 years.
Keep on going down.
100 years.
Okay, in between 100 and 1,000, go.
500.
Okay, that's pretty close. After you four guesses, 450 years.
Ah.
It's a pretty long time.
Yeah, that is.
How many trees are cut down each year? Hint, it's in the billions.
3 billion.
That's a low estimate.
10 billion?
Yeah, kind of. It's 15 billion.
Whoa.
15 billion trees are cut down each year.
That's like a billion a month.
More than. Okay, fifth question. What percentage of Earth's water is fresh water?
Ooh, I know this. No. 1%?
No.
3%.
Correct.
Oh!
I'll give you a point for that. Now you have 2 points.
Okay. Out of how much?
5.
Oh.
Okay, we're halfway done. You have 5 more chances. How many fish are there in the world? This is just an estimated number.
Fish in the world? Yeah, estimated.
It's in the trillions.
Trillions?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. 10 trillion.
Like, because we're not talking about fish species. We're talking about individual fish.
10 trillion?
No. Lower.
Oh. 5 trillion.
Lower.
1 trillion.
Higher.
3 trillion.
Okay. 3.5 trillion.
Ah. That's a lot.
Yes. How many birds are there in the world?
Birds? Estimate or?
Estimate.
Is it in the trillions?
No, billions.
Let's say 40 billion.
Yeah, very close. It's at least 50 billion. That's 7 birds per human. How many new species are discovered a year?
Like 1,000?
Higher.
Whoa, 5,000.
Higher.
10,000?
I didn't believe this number when I first saw it. It was about 18,000.
That's like 100 a day? wait, it was my math. Yeah, no. 50 a day. I have good math.
Okay.
Yeah, type into the calculator.
It's 36,500.
And then, times 50. It says 50.
Okay.
And then it's like, yeah.
Good job, Bear. How many species have scientists figured out?
Like, found?
Like,
what,
yeah,
is figured out?
Have discovered, like, in the whole history of humankind.
Like, 50 trillion. No, 50 billion.
Well, I mean, you know there's 18,000 discovered a year, so.
50 billion?
Lower, sadly.
30 billion.
It's in the millions.
Millions. 1 million.
Yeah, 1.2 million.
Only a million.
However, there are 8.7 million still out there.
Whoa. Well, how do they know that?
Because it's like estimate how much of Earth we've still figured out. Because think about all like the deep ocean and inside like forests and... Well, some of them have already died, sadly. But there's still 8.7 out there. And lastly, last question. How many plant species are there in the world? I have a range. Mm-hmm. I have a range of 40,000, so you can get anywhere in that range. Think about it. It's below a million. Because it's species. Plant species.
100,000.
Wait. Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
That was my hint saying it's not the final guess.
Oh, 500,000.
Are you sure of you?
900,000.
I meant low.
20,000. 50,000.
You went from 500,000 to 20,000.
250,000. Higher?
Yes.
400,000.
Okay.
300,000. 350,000.
Finally. It's 350,000 to 390,000 plant species. Yeah. Amazing job. Good job.
Wait, is that it?
Yes.
How many points did I get?
Drum roll, please. 2 out of 10. That's 20%. That's pretty good. That's better than I would have done.
That's good.
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
Happy Earth Day. Today, I learned that 15 billion trees are cut down each year. Hashtag save the trees.
And I learned that Quirtle is a variation that was based off of Dortle and Wordle. We'd like to say a big thank you to our listeners. Because
you mean the world to us. Peace out, fellas.
Fuzz, beebe, beanie, bams.
P.S. My starting word is bears. This podcast was made by two fuzzy beanie bears who play Wordle almost every day at the same time with the same starting word. They also like to encourage others to save the environment.